Hi, thanks for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm calling regarding a purchase that was done on my Cash App card, which I didn't authorize because I started the transaction, but I didn't finish it. I did not accept it, and they took money out of my account, $19.05.
What's your zip code?
08049.
I'm sorry, repeat that for me.
08049.
And your name?
My name is Adele Campbell, IDELL, and the last name is Campbell, like Campbell
Verify your
soup.
address for me.
727 North Warwick Road, Apartment B, Magnolia, New Jersey, 08049.
Okay, I have an order for the smart fitness tracker.
Yeah, I did not because I started putting my information in, but I did not complete it. I did not
Now,
complete
the
it at
final step
all.
would be
And
to put in your credit card number. Did you put in your credit card number?
yeah, I put my credit card number in, and I tried to erase it, you know, and there was a thing for $19, which I didn't even, you know, I didn't even click on that, but for some reason. It was like check $19 because the original price they said was $5 and change. And then when I went through to put my credit card in and I went back and I saw the $19, which I did not check the $19, you
Now,
know,
the
and the
smart
woman.
fitness tracker, that one is $5.97, but it looks like you have the replacement color straps, which is $19.98.
No, I did not check that. I did not because
Okay.
if I had seen that, I would not even put my information in. You know,
So did you just
you got
want the smart fitness tracker without the replacement color straps?
no, right now I'm so upset because, you know, I don't know if I want anything anymore because why would they just go into the account? And the thing is, I did not complete the transaction. I had to complete the transaction before they take money out of my card, which I did not do. You know, and they went and took money out.
Okay, I'm
When
not sure
you
how that
apply,
happened, but I can apply a 35% discount as a courtesy for you for the misunderstanding.
yeah, because the thing is, I mean, you know, even if you're trying to apply for something, once you do not accept it and you did not authorize it completely, they should not have gone into my account to take no money out at all. You know, because I went back to check my information, and then I saw $19, and I'm like, I didn't even check this, so why, you know, I didn't even know they had gone in and taken my money until I, you know, checked my account. You know, I mean, that's fraudulent. That's not right.
I do apologize, ma'am. I'm not really sure how that happened, because when you complete the order, that's when the
I
order
did not complete the
processes.
order. That's what I'm saying. I did not complete the
Yes, that's why
order.
I stated that I apologize, ma'am. I'm not sure how that happened, because we only get the orders when you process and submit the order. Now, as a courtesy, due to this issue, I can go ahead and we'll leave the account as it is, and I can get you a 50% discount applied to your order.
I want my money back. That's what I want. I want my $19 you took. And my $5 and change that they took out of my account. I want my money back. I don't want to watch.
Can I assist you with the 75% discount as a courtesy?
No, I don't want it at all.
Okay, I'll go ahead and get everything updated for you. Bear with me one moment.
Okay.
I'm going to send you over an email to verify that your account is being terminated. And would there be anything else at all that I can do for you?
No, so what you gonna do? Send me your email and then do what?
The email will verify that your account has been terminated. And the refund will be credited back to your card within approximately 5 to 7 business days.
Okay.
Will there be
Thank
anything
you.
else for you today?
No, that's it for now. Thank you for your help.
Thank you for calling
Thank
customer
you.
care. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.